How does a slight capacity raise your emotional intelligence? One of my principles is from the TV ad for the Hair Club for Men. The man talking says, I paraphrase, I so much like the company that I bought it. I am not only the owner, I am also a client. I am also not just the teacher but also the student. Not just the owner but also a client. And, of course, when you are a student, as your status, and use what you are given, recently the sight, and the whole brain method, you get insights, results, ideas that stunned you. Well, they stunned me. There is a lot of talk about emotional intelligence, the keyword in some images bring a lot of people to my site. They all leave without ever buying anything, ever really learning anything. Emotional intelligence is rare. It involves looking. And nearly 100% of humanity isn't looking. Looking means seeing what you are looking at and attempting to interpret it accurately. Interpretation is words. So you attempt to match what you see and your words accurately. Sometimes it takes years. I had an experience of that this week. And sometimes it takes decades. I had an experience of that today. One of my favorite Hungarian authors is József Attila. He was born in 1905, died before he turned 33. I love his untranslatable poems. Why untranslatable? Because Hungarian gives itself to poetry, while English may. It was my mother's Jahrzehnt, the 25th anniversary of her death. I had a bad relationship with my mother. I didn't get what I wanted, and I didn't give what she wanted. Result, a really bad relationship. So as I was pondering my mother's demise, the poem, Mama, was reverberating in my head. Take me to the attic, not the wet laundry, whines the little boy in the poem. For the first time ever I hear the complaining, the whining, the neediness. I heard some of my students. I saw the poet, who he was, for the first time. Then I looked up some of the other poems that I have always loved. And I saw that the beauty of the language, the rhythm, the magic covered up the neediness, the despair, the begging, the whining. Then I looked at the pictures of the poet, and saw it there too. Saw the entitlement and the depression, anger, slight he experienced when what was his due wasn't delivered. This lead to another insight that is, thus far just a theory, that the sum of the soul correction numbers points to the main issue of the soul correction. In this regard, the main issue of this poet in the soul correction building bridges is shared / the main destiny number is 3. An unbridgeable gap between what you think you are owed and what you really deserve. Tragic. And the third insight came about the microscopic mites. I spent 4 years of my life focusing on getting rid of these mites. Getting rid of the itching, getting rid of the damage they wreaked upon my physiology. The only result I got was harm, more harm than the mites, to myself. So I abandoned the project and decided that I can deal with the mites. But, laugh if you must, this past Tuesday I ordered a carton of milk. Milk is not recommended to me, but for some weird reason it tested yes this Tuesday. I drank, in my British tea, half of the carton. But notice that I am itching more. And that I wake up with a start in the middle of the night. A muscle tested in the number of mites on me and on my bed multiplied from one day to the next by a factor of 10. WTF? On Wednesday I found a video on cows scratching themselves in a scratching post. And I connected the dots. The origin of the mites is the cows. And then came the even bigger surprise, the milk is full of them. In fact 10% of milk protein is not. It is mites. I promptly dumped the remaining milk in the sink. But then I pondered, is it possible that the mites in the milk could be killed? And Source said, yes. So I ordered another carton, boiled it until Source said the mites were dead, and I am drinking my tea with that boiled milk. And the itching has subsided, and I didn't wake up during the night. Now, that milk is good for me? Not by a long shot. But, I guess, Source wanted me to get to the bottom of the mites issue. And the occasional indulging is allowed on every diet. I'm putting on my calendar to order milk on the first of the month. Phew, what a week. There has been an unexpected side effect to all this discovery, I am now walking in the morning. I use my own mobile app to keep me company, and I am listening to my podcasts from a few years ago. And I am fascinated. They, a lot like the 67 steps, take you on a journey so you can see more of the world without actually having to do most of the looking. But once you learn that there is a lot to see, you may start looking and become someone who can keep the sight capacity on. And be well on your way to become a human being. On Monday I'll have someone teach me a more effective way to get you into my mobile app. So I'll make that public in my Tuesday article, if the stars align and it all works. In the meantime, what should you do? Buy the site capacity activation, and settle on a method to keep it open by looking and looking and looking. Not where you always look, but where you don't. If emotional intelligence is your goal with it, then start looking at faces. Spend several minutes with each face, so you can see what you see, not only what you can see at first glance. My favorite picture to practice is the picture here. I can't get enough of it. I notice new details every day. It is now permanently open in my browser. Keeps me on my toes. Start with this picture. Start looking, start seeing. Also, look at the pictures of the Hungarian poet and start seeing the person behind the picture, their attitude. The goal is not to get the answer but to look and see more and more. There is a whole lot more to see than what you are seeing now. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/the site.